Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Yeah, I need to see about getting set up with you guys.
Okay. Did you need home care services, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. What county do you reside in?
I'm in Lawrence.
Lawrence. What's your first and last name, ma'am?
Melissa, Melissa, Perriman, Periman.
And your date of birth?
2/14/1976.
Valentine's Day, baby. Yay.
Yes, I am.
Double gifts. Your address?
302 West Commercial Street, Pierce City, Missouri, 65723.
Okay, so I got 302.
Oh, and it's apartment B also.
B as in boy. So 302 West Commercial Street. What's the city?
Pierce, like you're piercing your ears. City.
And the zip code is 65723, correct?
Yes.
Apartment B as in boy. Okay. And what kind of health insurances do you have?
I have Medicaid and Medicare, A, B, C, and D.
Good, because I was going to tell you only Medicaid covers the service for long-term care. So let me get your 8-digit MoHealthNet Medicaid ID number, please.
Okay, let me go get it.
Take your time, Miss Melissa, and grab something to write with while you're at it, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever been on services in the past, or would this be your first time applying?
No, this will be my first time. I tried to get on Freedom Care, but they wanted me to find my own.
Well, we can find the person for you. Okay, that's called the CDS program.
Yeah, that's.
It's actually the best program out here because it allows you to be in control of who's coming in and out of your house, okay?
Yeah, that's like, I need somebody that like can probably give me better help than she could, so.
Okay. I'm going to help you. Would you prefer a male or a female, or are you gender friendly?
It doesn't matter.
Gender friendly.
I've been in the hospital. Yep. I've been in the hospital so much, you kind of lose your modesty after that.
You do, because you got a lot of male nurses, you know, digging, poking.
Yes, you do.
So, yeah.
Where did my notebook go?
And talk to me a little bit about your needs, your care plan. What do you need assistance at home with? Talk to me.
Okay, I need somebody to like clean my house.
Okay, so
do
light
the dishes.
Housework. Okay, dishes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basic
dishes,
house cleaning.
Just cleaning the house. Yep, that's about all. I'm having brain surgery next month.
Ooh. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I have epilepsy and I've had a stroke.
Oh no! Sorry to hear that. How many hours have you been authorized for?
My neurologist wants me to literally just like sit down and lay down most of the time. He doesn't really want me doing anything because stress and stimulation of any sort
triggers it.
Sets me off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have seizures every day.
Oh no.
And the more I do, the more it makes me have seizures.
Oh Jesus.
So yeah, it's pretty bad. But
I feel so bad for you. I wish I had like a little wand, a magic wand that I could just erase all your illnesses.
Yeah, you have no idea. I wasn't diagnosed till 2016, and they did brain surgery on me in August, and they said that I've had this since I was a baby. but
And it
it's
just
just
developed
now.
now? Wow.
Yeah, it's slowly developed my whole life, but it's just now got to the point that it's finally just,
Taking a
I
toll.
just can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
It's a
yeah.
lot. You're lucky
And
to be alive, Miss Melissa.
after my second seizure, see, I started with just having them in my sleep. And that's what they said is I'm a prime candidate for dying in my sleep from them.
That's scary.
So that's why they
Those
want to,
damn
so
doctors.
that's why they want to do, yeah, that's why they want to do this surgery.
Well, I hope it's a
I don't know
success
what
for
I'm
you and you
doing.
get better.
Oh, me too. It's horrible. I don't wish this on an enemy of mine, nothing. It's horrible. It's very life-changing.
Sorry to hear that. It must be your whole life changes, yeah.
Oh, there's, yeah, because the worst thing to have to give up is driving.
That sucks because it kind
You
of
have
lose your
you
independence.
exactly. I mean, your freedom is gone. You have to depend on everybody for anything you need.
Miss Melissa, we have to put in a
Okay.
request with seniors and disabilities. Once they do the in-home assessment,
Okay.
they will determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get. In the meantime,
Okay.
while I identify an aide for you, what hours of the day are you looking for and what days of the week? Like you could get approved 7 days, but they're not going to give you 24-hour care unless they find you
Oh,
necessarily
no.
deemable for
No.
it. Right. So give me a tentative schedule so I can start looking for aides in my county.
Okay, I have the Mo Health Net number now
What
if
is
you
it?
need it.
Yes, I need it.
It is 459-55129.
Okay, that's 459-55129, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now I just need you to write down some of my information and you're just gonna let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
So my name is Jasmine, Jasmin. The agency that's
Okay.
gonna assist you onto services is called Deluxe Home Care. It's DELUXE.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is 314-501-2508.
Okay, there I go, trying to make the five before the two. Okay, 2508.
Melissa, I'm going to prep you for the call, okay? So basically what we're doing today is just knocking on the state's doors, letting them know that you are in need of home care services. You're going in for a brain injury, brain surgery due to an injury. You're going to list your conditions. If you forget any, it's okay. It's not a big deal. When they come to do your assessment, you can always add them on later on, okay?
Okay.
They're going to ask you, what do you need help around the house with? Everything from cooking to cleaning to personal care. There has to be some type of personal care involved because if not, you will not score high enough to meet the eligibility
Okay.
requirements that the state is looking for to determine you eligible. But I'm here. Wait a second. You have an active care plan with Freedom Care. Did you know that?
No, she was supposed to have closed it.
No, they can't close it. What we need to do is call the state and do what's called a provider change. This changes a whole conversation. So I need you to write stuff down, okay? What we're going to
Okay.
do is we're going to
What we're
knock on
going
the
to do
state's doors
is
again.
knock
And
on the
now,
state's
instead of
doors
telling
again.
them that you need services, you're going to tell them that you want a provider change. Write that word down. Provider
Provider
change.
change.
And give me one
Okay.
second. Miss Melissa, please hold 1 second.
Okay.
Miss Melissa, sorry for the hold. So I want you to write down provider change, right? Provider change just means that we're going to go from one agency to the next. You're going to let them know that you need a provider change to Deluxe Home Care and tell them that you're requesting the CDS program. Let me see what you have. Yeah, that's what you have. You have the CDS program. That's where you get to pick your own aide. Because you don't have anyone, I'm going to find an aide for you in Pierce City, Lawrence County, okay? So if the state asks you, do you have an aide, just tell them yes. Or just tell them Deluxe has an aide for me, all right? They're going to staff you.
All right, I got that.
They're going to ask you for the name, number, and the person that you spoke to. You give them the information that I just had you write down for Deluxe Home Care. This request is going to average anywhere between 20 to 30 days. Tell them you don't got that time. You're going for major brain surgery. And Freedom Care, they're not ready to provide you with an aide. And that once they tell you, oh, this is going to take this long, tell them, listen, I'm going in for major surgery. If it's impossible for this to get expedited. Use those words. You're your biggest advocate. All right, Miss Melissa?
Okay.
Only answer questions you're asked. All right?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me right now?
No, I think I've got it.
Do you want me to go over your care plan? Do you want me to go over your care plan? Did Freedom Care ever go over your care plan, tell you what you have?
No, they never did.
So you have what's called 246 units. What does that mean? It means that you have a total of 12 items on your care plan. So when the state came to do your assessment, they found you eligible and you told them that you needed help changing linens. So right now they gave you 10 minutes twice a week to change your linens. Okay. That your linen takes a lot more than 10 minutes to change, doesn't it?
Yes.
Cause I got a king size bed. I got comforters, quilts, duvets. I have, you know, multiple pillows. I have mattress covers. So it takes me a lot more than 10 minutes just to strip the bed. So if you like, we can go item by item and I can teach you how to get it increased. So by the time we can get you some consistent help in your home, you have a full care plan.
Okay.
So item number one is changing linens. You need a unit and day increase because let's say that you have an aide coming to your home 5 days a week. You want to be able to change your linen as often as you like. Okay. Not just twice a week. All right.
Right. Yeah, especially since I'm going to, especially after this brain surgery, because they're only telling me couch and bed, couch and bed.
So you see what I'm saying?
They won't let me do anything.
You want to have all these areas sanitized, so you need proper cleaning, okay? Cleaning bathroom, they gave you 30 minutes twice a week. You're going to need your bathroom clean every visit that an aide goes to your home.
Every day because of this. Yeah,
that's right. Cleaning floors, they only gave you 30 minutes twice a week. Tell them that you need everything on your care plan increased.
Yes.
And you need more than twice a day because all you got was twice a day. The only thing here that you have 7 days a week is medication reminders, and you don't even have a care plan for an aide to show up to your house every day. So that makes no sense at all. All right. Tell them that you're looking for seven days of care.
Because sometimes I don't remember.
No, don't talk a memory loss because then you lose your rights to self-direct. Okay? Don't talk memory loss.
That's all I'm saying is that will help.
Yeah, that would help. Exactly. It's taking me that much longer. Yes. I need that much more help. I'm going in for extensive surgery. You don't have to, you could be vague, but precise. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So tidying and dusting, they gave you 15 minutes once a week. You want your house dusted every visit. So first and foremost, what you want to do is you need a unit and day increase. Unit increase means time. You need more time for the aide to complete the tasks. And you need a day increase. That means you want everything on your care plan increased to 7 days. You need help every day. You don't only need help twice a week. That's what you got here, 2-day care plan. All right.
Wow. Okay. Unit increase and day increase.
Yep. You want a 7-day care plan. That means that you want a little bit of help every day, especially because of your surgery. And then yes. you need a unit increase, meaning that everything that's on your care plan, trash, washing dishes, changing linens, cleaning your bathroom, cleaning your floors, kitchen, laundry, making your bed, all of that needs to be increased. Your needs have changed. Your needs have gotten worse. And you're requiring more time to do these things. All right?
Yeah, and not only that, but my dishes, I don't have a dishwasher. I have to do them by hand.
You don't want to be standing? That's so, too much for you to do.
Right, that's what they tell me. They're
that's
like,
right.
you
shouldn't be doing any
long.
Of that. You shouldn't be doing any of that. And for dishes, they gave her 30 minutes, 5 days a week. So 30 minutes is pretty good. Do you think you're averaging more than that? Because they're going to put it up once you do 7-day care plan.
No, I think that will work because okay. it's just me.
Okay, so then you just want a unit and day increase on everything on your care plan to 7 days, okay?
Yes.
And you need okay. a provider change to deluxe home care. So we're doing two things today, a provider change to deluxe and a unit and day increase on your care plan, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Melissa, do you have any questions before I transfer this call to Seniors and Disabilities?
Nope, I think
All
I've
right.
got it.
Well, welcome to Deluxe Home Care. You have my direct number. I'm going to transfer you this call. I'm going to prompt your Medicaid ID into the system. Don't put it away because you have to confirm it with the specialist along with any other information that they ask, okay?
Okay.
All right. Please hold.
You're next, Ms. Melissa.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it yes. was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide...